AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 1,000 people gathered for an interfaith memorial service last night for the four Marines killed and others who were wounded in Thursday's shootings at two military facilities in Chattanooga. Mayor Andy Burke comparing what happened in his city to other famous actions involving the Marine Corps.
Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, Beirut, Fallujah. Tonight, in eternal gratitude and in sorrow, we add one more. Chattanooga.
Three of the four Marines killed in Chattanooga were combat veterans. Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan received two Purple Hearts during a pair of deployments to Iraq. Staff Sergeant David Wyatt served in both Iraq and Afghanistan, while Sergeant Carson Holmquist had been deployed to Afghanistan. Lane Edwards says he always admired his high school buddy, Lance Corporal Squire Skip Wells.
It came as like a challenge to me because he was moving up through the ranks really good, and I wanted to emulate that. He was a really good role model.
Investigators are trying to find out more about the 24-year-old shooter, Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. He grew up in a Chattanooga suburb, graduated from the University of Tennessee Chattanooga, and did not appear to have been known to federal authorities before the shooting. But now, counterterrorism investigators are taking a deep look at his online activities, as well as foreign travel, searching for clues to his political contacts or influences. 20 cars and trucks stuck in traffic were burned in a fast-moving wildfire on I-15 during evening rush hour near Los Angeles. Nellie Venzer says she and her 95-year-old mother had to make a quick decision as the flames were nearing their car.
It's getting really hot, and my mom is in the car, and if we have to run, it has to be done now.
The blaze also destroyed four other buildings and threatened a number of others. This is AP Radio News. A Texas state trooper is on administrative leave as investigators look into his conduct during the traffic stop that led to the arrest of a woman that authorities say later hanged herself in a jail cell. Other investigations are underway into Sandra Bland's death. Friends and family say she would not have killed herself.
Answer!
We want
answers!
We want
answers!
We want
the local
answers!
District attorney says video from a surveillance camera aimed at the door of the cell in which Bland died showed no one entering the cell before her death. Bland was arrested July 10th in Prairie View. She was found dead 3 days later. $1.2 billion. That's how much it cost to build one of Spain's so-called ghost airports during the construction boom that crashed in 2008. The bankrupt airport garnering just a single 10,000 euro bid during an auction. If there's no better bid by September, the sale goes through. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.